Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I'm your host Ben, with me today is Richard.
I'm back. Let's talk about a game.
Let's talk about a game indeed. Now, have you got your sunglasses on, your sunblock prepared, ready to lie back on the deck and take in the rays as you enjoy the ocean view?
Luckily, yes. I have all of those items. I'm reclining now, so do your worst.
So, yeah, we looked at ecological disaster-based city builders before. One that comes to mind would be Frostpunk. And now, in a new take on an ecological disaster, we have Flotsam, which is also a sort of survival city builder, that instead of a frozen wasteland, we have a world covered in water where the oceans have risen, the ice caps have melted, and we're in like a water world. Think Kevin Costner without the really dodgy, weird thing with, you know, the gills, which was just creepy.
Yeah, I think he drank whey on that. Did he drink whey?
For real or like...
Like on set?
I don't... What for? You're saying he Kevin Costner drank piss for real?
I'm not saying that. I'm questioning whether he did, just in case there's any lawyers out there.
I think that's something that only Kevin Costner knows. And I don't think we should dive too deeply into that. Dive, get it, like you would in the sea.
I think what that might have come from is me watching the film and thinking, do they just drink whey or salt water? Which of the two? So... yeah, probably didn't happen. Move on.
Yeah, let's talk about Flotsam, which is a new sort of city builder type game from Pajama Llama, which, by the way, is a fantastic name for a developer. I love that. And being brought to us by Kongregate as well, publishing this. And it's out in early access right now on PC. And in this game, as I mentioned, the world is flooded. So basically the concept is you're scavenging like floating debris to start with, like wood and plastics, and you use that to then build your little floating town and progress further through the game. And it's obviously early right now. There's not a huge amount of like framing going on to this. There's not a lot of story. There is a sort of hint at what the world might become with this sort of connected node-like system of where you can then move your town to different environments, which might have different areas to scavenge and different sort of things to discover. But right now, the basic loop is you scavenge the materials, you build your town, you find more survivors, and then, you know, keep growing the town and more scavenging, etc. And that's all there is to it right now. But it's got a really appealing art style. It's got a cartoony look. It's saying something a bit abstractly about the environment, which I appreciate. I think that's kind of cool. But I just had a nice time. It was a pleasant experience. It was like low threat, low stress. You kind of take it at your own pace. You know, it's got a fairly logical build queue system where you're getting, say, wood out of the sea, and then you have to dry it so that you can then, say, maybe burn it to turn it into fuel, which might be used to, say, help distill seawater to produce more water resources. And then you can maybe, you know, go from just having dudes swimming out.
That's probably what Kevin Costner did.
It probably is, yeah. I mean, on his tri-hull catamaran, I remember that in the film. I haven't developed that particular form of boat yet in the game, but I think they'd be foolish not to put that in. You can build these boats to increase your resource gathering efficiency, so you can have ones that can go out and fish, you can have ones that can go out and collect more of the resources, the wood and the plastic and stuff like that. I mentioned you can build a sail for your town, so you can move between these different resource nodes when you've therefore collected everything there is to collect in the area you start in, for example, and you can find other survivors. And yeah, it's just a nice little game, really enjoying it.
Talk about the graphics. It's pretty blatantly inspired, I'm doing air quotes now, by Zelda Wind Waker, isn't it? Like really similar,
like a cel shaded vibe to it.
More than that, the character models look loads like Zelda models from Wind Waker.
I will have to take your word for that. I never played a lot of Wind Waker, and to be honest, when you're playing a city builder, you're not spending a lot of time looking at the little character models. I mean, it's more like you're managing the resources and you're trying to think about what next to you need to do to build a new production facility or to research another resource gathering node or something to that effect. I wasn't looking at the character building, like character models, that closely, but I'll take your word for it. I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's not a criticism. It's an underused style.
I just found the whole experience very pleasant, and it's yeah, like I said, it's very early. I suspect a lot's going to be being added to it and stuff like that as the game develops in early access. Like I said, there's at least I never discovered any direct threat. So everything felt very much just like, do it at your own pace, you know, plod along. Again, it's a very kind of low populous kind of builder, so there's not many people, many sort of survivors to worry about. I think they're called drifters in this, the people that join your colony and stuff. And it's just about surviving as you on this water world, and as you find, you know, there's some nice little like mountain tops with wrecks on them and stuff that you can scavenge for survivors or find kind of different resources on. So there's a bit of variety as to what's going on, but it, yeah, I lost a couple of hours quite happily to this.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
I'm really sorry, while we're talking about this game, I'm actually researching Kevin Costner, and he did drink urine, but it was part of the script, so you know.
So it wasn't actual urine.
I don't think he did it for real, unless he was just going method, but that happens in the film apparently. I don't remember that.
I mean, sure. Can you tell there's not a lot to talk about for Flotsam at the moment? I mean, like I said, this is the bare bones of a game. It's very like, yeah, earlier, the earliest of early access, but I liked it.
You've made it difficult to ask questions, so I'm drawn into Kevin Costner trivia. But yeah, if that's all there is to it, then yeah, I guess from looking at it, it does look fun. Just character-wise and just the visual side of it, it draws you in, doesn't it? It looks fun to be a part of that world. So fingers crossed they add more to it then. It's a bit bare bones.
Yeah. That's it basically at the moment, yeah. So it's one to keep an eye on, and as stuff gets added, I'll come back to this and we'll talk about it in the future, in the next sort of few months and stuff. So I'll keep an eye on the development of Flotsam by Pajama Llama. I love that name.
That's a cool name.
It's such a great name. Yeah, it's out now in early access on PC via Steam, I believe. And yeah, that's another episode of Experience Quick Kills for you. A short and sweet one, I think. For this particular episode, but we'll be back soon with much more. You can find me on Twitter at DIYE, you can find Richard at Colonel Red, and obviously Experience Kills is at Experience Kills, easy for me to say. Please give us a like and subscribe on YouTube, and don't forget you can find all of these videos in audio form on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere a good podcast can be found. So until next time, Richard, let's set sail and head off to the sun.
Can we do the Titanic pose? I'll hold you.
What was the song Celine Dion sang? Do you want to give us a rendition in that scene? Clearly, your heart will go on.
Look, there are limits to how silly we're going to go. People can fill in the blanks for themselves.
So which one is Kate Winslet and which one else is Leonardo DiCaprio? That's the question.
Leo, I'm holding you, mate. So.
Oh, all right, okay.
I'll get the pencils out. Get the pencils out later.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.